just never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and think there before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Hi, everybody. This is Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. I have a room full of nerds here. And Marley. Come on, guys. Get close to the mic. Here, let me just...
There we go. Shoddy operation you got, Rob.
Okay, Inkstead CITR 101.9 FM. This is the radio show where I talk about comics. Right now, it is the funding drive here at CITR. And, okay, I'm not getting Brian's website up.
It's called bottomlesspop.com.
Oh, is it Bottomless Pop? That's my problem. Brian made a wonderful theme song for the Inkstuds during his recent fit of Twitter songs, and so I wanted to start the show with that song, but instead I start it with me stumbling over my own words. Do you think that's better?
I think it's good. Is this mic, or how close do we have to get to this mic? Do we have to?
I'll turn it up a little. I think that's good. I think that's good.
Yeah, we're totally doing that background singer thing where you're like singing it into one mic and splitting headphones and
holding hands.
Yeah.
So what's our cause for today, guys? Oh, I guess we do have a cause. It's the CITR funding drive.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to raise money for CITR. Are there any starving children here at CITR?
Right here.
Right here?
You missed out.
He's
James.
Not starving. I feed him sandwiches.
Yeah, we had some baked pizza earlier.
Yeah, pizza.
But
oh,
they
you
were
pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you guys left without us.
Well, I was trying to call you, and you were just, I don't know what to say, and I think I'm just going to do this.
I'm like the savage of
Oh, that was quick.
So,
that's what she said. CITR 101.9 FM. There we go. Official start. Ink Studs. There you go. I'm moving my mic. This week I have in the studio Marley Zarcone, James Stokoe, Brandon Graham.
Hello.
And last but not least, joining me again, second week in a row, Brian Fukushima.
Returning champion.
They
call that on Jeopardy.
There we go. Who are you taking down this week? Who's in your sights?
Well, I'm taking on all comers.
Well, do you guys think you can all take them on?
I saw that movie.
I'm going to be coming on all takers. So.
Okay, so we're doing a funding drive here right now.
Funding drive.
Just
for the children.
Sexually charged.
If you have kids in the room, you may not want them around, Brian. 604-822-8648 is the number to call to donate to CITR. I have a list of books. They're a wonderful list of books that I gave to someone to photocopy for me, and I'm just waiting to get that copy back.
I don't think you should photocopy books unless it's for review purposes.
No, it's just a list of books, like we had last week.
Can we make this hotter in our ears here so I can hear everybody?
Yeah, I can turn you guys up
Mr.
since
Engineer.
You're not. Mr. Engineer. Mr. Hot Stepper.
You have to, like, get really close.
There we go.
I can only hear you. But
you can only hear me?
Can I get some more bass?
Yeah.
Okay, so this week, these guys all decided to join me out. Yeah, are your headphones turned up?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I just can't hear anybody else.
Well, they're not saying anything.
Oh! No, I don't know.
There, I've turned you up.
All right.
So like I said before, we're doing the funding drive, raising money for the station, and we here at Ink Studs have brought in a selection of books for folks to donate to and get from. Now I'm going to try and remember from the selection of books, which I, let's see if I can remember what we got. We have the best book we have here, which Marley's currently going through, is the Obsessed with Marvel Trivia book. Now, do you want to give it a shot, Marley? Do you know how it works?
Press the try me button.
Ooh, it says try me.
Try me.
Question 1065.
All right, go to question 1065. This is only the best. So we're doing the funding drive here, and so trying to raise money for some capital expenses here. They want to expand the library here, digitize our music library to have it more accessible, easier to use. And for Ink Studs, I've been here now 5 years, just over exactly 5 years, and it's been a pretty wild journey.
I don't know. Isn't there a sound effect in the library we can use for that?
Well, it's not digitized yet, is it?
Oh, see?
If
you want Morning Zoo sound effects, you gotta donate.
Oh, Marley has
it. Putting away their wallets now.
What's your question, Marley?
Which alien race created the Mandarin's rings? The Kotati? Sneepers? Silicons?
Skrulls.
Mucklunds.
I know that one.
Mucklux.
Yep. It's D.
Okay, push D.
Press D.
Push D.
If you're wrong, it electric shocks you.
Yay!
Okay.
I mean, so, it was Skrulls pretending to be that.
Well, race. We do know that James's favorite comic is Skrull Kill Crew.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have it leather bound like you do, but.
It's cloth.
Ow!
Oh,
ow.
That's loud. Ooh. What are you doing?
Yeah, but.
You guys having trouble there? So. When you donate to CITR, you get some gifts and goodies here at the station. At the $30 level, you get a Friends of CITR card. At the $60 level, you get Friends of CITR card plus a record bag, $101.9, because we're 101.9 FM, if I need to explain that. I really should explain it. Should I just not explain that again, Brian?
No, it makes sense, man.
Okay. Friends of CITR, CITR record bag, and a limited edition surprise. Now, in all these things, if you donate... while listening to the Ink Studs right now at 604-822-8648, you can also get something from a fine selection of books, which, like I said, I need to get a copy of my list. I just got some new ones added to the list. One of them is this amazing collection of National Lampoon by Abrams books. It's like this big art book of their stuff from the 70s. It's amazing. Really crazy. There's
yeah,
this
I
one.
I hear you're a fan of the Hitler photo shoot on the.
It's amazing. It's this photo shoot someone did of Hitler in like a Polynesian beach. It is the craziest.
I'm sorry. Do you just to clarify? You mean Adolf Hitler?
John.
No. Steve Hitler. Yeah, it's the National Lampoon. Like if you know about National Lampoon in the 70s, they were pretty ahead of their time as far as comedy going. It was a big source for a lot of the, you know, Second City stuff. Saturday Night Live guys came from National Lampoon, all sorts of good stuff before it turned into, you know, European Vacation and
American Pie 5.
Was that a National Lampoon one?
Actually, no, I don't think so.
No.
What I liked about that.
Dare you sell you that
good name. It's on the same level as some of the stuff they've been putting out lately, right. Though.
What I liked about the Hitler thing was there's little notes in it about how they basically built this entire photo shoot around this idea that they found out that there was a Hitler impersonator who was really big, and just the nerve of someone, like, I think he's living in Europe, and he's just like, hey, I kind of look like Hitler, I can grow a stash.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
But then, like, all his detractors are like, I prefer young, skinny Hitler.
Yeah.
And you're doing the old fat jumpsuit Hitler.
You're the Hitler with the gun to his head.
All right. I feel like we should stop talking about Hitler.
What?
It's making me uncomfortable.
Oh, you're trying to make some money here.
Yeah.
So also one thing we're doing today is folks want to call in here and chat with the fine folks here. Marley Zarcone, James Doku, Brandon Graham, Brian Fukushima. You can call in 604-822-2487. That's UBC CITR. But don't forget, call in 604-822-8648 to donate. We'd love to, have some more money to buy stuff here we need. I'm going to quickly play. Brian, you've been doing some new songs recently, and one of them, tell us about The latest ones, the Transformers.
Oh yeah, well, I did a medley of songs from the Transformers the movie, and I also did a medley of songs from Top Gun the movie.
Oh.
And I also did a cover of Cisco's Thong song.
Nice.
That's on there.
That's what you say.
That one has the N-word in it. I don't know if you're allowed to play that, but
which were they?
And also The Heat Is On by Glenn Frey.
I think we need to hear The Heat Is On.
Yeah, I'm aiming for the If You Got a We Got the Touch kind of shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's in the Transformers one. Yeah,
which part of this is that on here?
Go to miscellaneous songs, and then,
oh, Transformers.
Transformers movie medley.
Okay, we're gonna play that. We'll be right back. All Instead, right. CITR 101.9 FM.
After all is said and done. You never run, you're a winner. You've got the moves, you know the streets. You break the rules, you take the heat. You're nobody's fool. You're at your best when the going gets rough. You've been put through the test, but it's never enough. You got the touch. Power. When all hell's breaking loose, you'll be right in the eye of the storm. You got the heart, you got the motion. You know that when things get too tough, you got the touch. Sometimes when your hopes have all been shattered, there's nowhere to turn. How you keep going, think of all the things that really mattered, chances you've earned. The fire in your heart is growing, it's growing. You can fly if you try, leaving the past behind. Heaven only knows what you might. Take a stand. And you can win if you put down the chainsaw and listen to me. It's time for us to join in the fight. It's time to let your babies grow up to be cowboys. It's time to let the bed bugs bite. You better put all your eggs in one basket. You better count your chickens before they hatch. You better sell some wine. Before it's time, you better find yourself an itch to scratch. You better squeeze all the shaman you can while Mr. Whipple's not around. And put your head in the microwave, get yourself a tan. Dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid.
We're all waiting for you.
Dare to be stupid.
It's so easy to do.
Dare to be stupid.
We're all waiting for you.
Dare to be stupid.
So easy to do.
Dare to be stupid. Something evil's watching over you. Coming from the sky above. And there's nothing you can do. Prepare to strike, there'll be no place to run. When you're caught within the grip.
And we're back, Inkstud, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Transformers, many songs from the movie, one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah, that's not true.
I remember, like, as a kid having such, like, a fond memory of the Transformers and G.I. Joe movies and watching them as an adult. I'm like, these are the biggest pieces of crap I could ever imagine.
Transformers the movie? No, actually, I like both of them, actually. Oh, wait, is it okay to talk about these things on this radio program? I know it's...
What, cartoons?
Yeah.
Cartoons?
It's fine.
Oh, okay, good. We're gonna
run out of time talking about this, because I've watched both those movies recently, and especially the G.I. Joe movie, where
Duke is supposed to die, but doesn't.
Well, it's so batshit crazy. There's shit where, like Cobra Commander's hiding out in a secret base, and it's a mountain which has a gigantic snake-shaped, like, castle on top of it, and to get in, there's like a little snake door thing.
He bought it off of Skeletor or something.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
I think Marley's saying none of this ever happened.
Yeah,
Marley's curled up on the floor with her hands around her ears.
Marley was watching the goddamn
bad
thing.
Bad memories.
Oh, you're
every
wishing
time,
it never
no,
happened.
Every time Brandon comes over, it's like, "Hey, watch this intro to Silverhawks." I'm
nice,
like,
"Nice." You sign that release form when you just say you're gonna be my friend.
I know.
But the Cobra Law stuff was like crazy anime like injection into like the relatively normal world of G.I. Joe.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's insane. Basically, Cobra Law, they were just like, oh, by the way, Cobra Commander is an immortal dude who's a snake guy who's from this ancient race that lives in Antarctica.
By the way, I've got a trivia question for you, Brandon.
Yeah. Throw down.
What is the name of Power Pack's smart ship? Sunday? I'm just going to list them. Sunday, right. Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday? What did you say?
Friday.
Oh, okay. I'm going to hit C.
All right, there's no question. I mean, Power Pack, I've actually got that tattooed on my inner thigh.
Oh, he really does. Jeez.
Oh. Well,
he
Brandon, keep your pants on here. We talked about this. There's a pants rule in the studio.
Power Pack was actually the only comic that I had a subscription to as a kid.
I know. That's why I gave you the
Thank
question.
You, Mara.
You know, my one subscription as a kid? Mad Magazine.
Oh, nice.
No, yeah. You're edgy.
Only $8,000. Cheap.
Cheap.
I don't know.
I recently...
A large amount of money. Anyway.
Wait, there's no question for $21.98.
I was recently...
Oh, no. It's a big
joking
question.
About DC Comics, about how they have a Mad Magazine.
Detective Comics Comics?
Sorry, Detective Comics Comics. So they were talking the other day about how it's redundant because it...
Yeah.
But about how there's Mad Magazine is now part of DC, and so it's in the DC building, and they have a giant Alfred E. Newman statue that says "What Me Worry," and just the image of the people that got laid off recently having to walk by the "What Me Worry" statue on their way out.
Oh, Marley didn't like that one.
It's sad.
I'm going to read off. I finally got a list of books that we have to give away. So at the $30 amount, you can choose from this list of books. Some of them you can even get two of them, depending on the book. You'll have to ask when you call 604-822-8648. Brandon, no making fun of the books. I have Children of the Atom by David Lapp. Used to be in the Georgia Strait here. Good Vancouver, or good Canadian. He's not Vancouver. Paper Cut Heart, Witness My Shame by Sherry Boyle. The Naugadod collection that is signed and doodled in by Mark Bell, Owen Plummer, Jason McLean, Amy Lockhart, and more.
How did that one not get snatched up last week? I don't know.
It's pretty awesome. I'd take it if I didn't already have it. Life is Afoot, the Nipper collection. Brian, you want to say it?
No.
Okay. Okay. How to Understand Israel in 60 Days or Less.
Really good, actually.
It's beautiful. It's a really nice book. Sarah is currently the author of that. She is in Iraq right now.
Nice.
Doing a...
Take that, Joe Sacco.
Yeah. He's been in Iraq, too. They're actually really good comic strips.
They're just hanging out over there together now?
Yep. Drinking tea.
Uh-huh.
High-fiving. You know, that's what they do in Iraq, right?
Let me worry.
Don't Get Lonely. Poof, the Hero Book. The Wonderful Bent by Dave Cooper, and a Frankenstein pop-up book. Those are all available at the $30 level. At the $60 level, there is a DC Comics huge poster-size art book. Picture This by Linda Barry, a selection of four novels like Sense Sensibility and Sea Monsters, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and two others I can't remember the name of right now. The complete Eddie Campbell Alec, These Years Have Pants. Wonderful, some of the best autobiocomics around. Make Me a Woman by Linda Barry. And last but not least, Drunken Stoned, the National Lampoon art book from Abrams. We had the Archie collection. That went already.
How does it work? Do people get to call up and say they want specific books?
Yep.
Dave Cooper book.
The Dave Cooper book's pretty beautiful. What do you think? You got to meet Dave Cooper when he was in Vancouver the other day?
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He's incredibly down to earth. It's always amazing to me when people aren't... It's refreshing when people are cool, when their work is good, and it, you know, reaffirms liking their work.
And well, then I was gonna say, like, on the flip side, when there's someone whose work you really like, and then you find out that they're not nice, like, do you find that you like their work less?
I like to have revisionist history where I decide I never liked their work. Or
that's crappy. That's too bad, because the work has always been the same, and so if you liked it once, you should probably still like it.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff like that. I don't know. For instance, right now I'm reading through all of Cerebus. Not that I dislike his stuff at all, but he's gotten such a bad reputation, and I haven't made my own opinions about Dave Sim, so it's really interesting to me to...
But what was it you were telling me earlier? Within the first 25 issues of Cerebus, you can already tell he was a misogynist.
Well, it's funny that anyone is like, oh my god, this guy's a misogynist, because you're reading the early ones and, like, Red Sophia's father, who's a magician, clones her and makes a version of her with bigger tits and names her, like, a word that means, like, she of the big tits and foul mouth, and just like, yeah, weird. This guy has issues with women. That never occurred to us.
Dave Sim, stay classy.
It's just fiction, man. It doesn't mean that you really want to make a clone of your daughter and, you know, with big tits.
I'd do it.
Really?
All right, I'm going to change the topic.
Yeah,
so,
please.
James and Marley.
No,
Marley, it's been a while since you've been on, but you've had some positive changes recently.
I've actually got books in circulation?
He means
books
that you've matured circulation. Into a woman.
Oh.
Hey.
They finally grew.
How's it going?
Look at these.
Look at me.
How you doing? No, you had the Madame Xanadu, mm-hmm. And then what else do you have?
I recently was in a short in House of Mystery issue number 31, and that was fun. I got to draw, like, kind of a Encyclopedia Brown inspired style comic, kid detectives of sorts. Yeah.
Did we all read Encyclopedia Brown as a young?
No.
I did.
Was that a shoe company?
I think, was it just Canadian?
Look, we can't all have grown up with Silverhawks, Brandon. You know, sometimes we read books.
There's a shoe company called Encyclopedia Brown. Like, that'd be
awesome. They're orthopedic shoes.
Yeah, they'd have to be.
Smart kids, nerds.
I loved it growing up.
Basically, Marley's just, like, been taken to the bosom of Vertigo recently, and she's going to be able to buy us and sell us pretty soon. I think she's actually going to try.
I could.
You can't get much for Brandon.
No, I don't know.
Maybe a little more for James. He's younger.
Mm-hmm. Still pretty.
I work out cheaper if you subscribe to me.
But we're in Canada. Does it cost more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at what rate does the listener get Brian?
For $30, you'll get a high five. For $60, you'll get a hug. For $101.9,
I don't like where this is going.
You get an extended hug.
Wait a minute.
For $1,000 Canadian, you get a night of passion.
We can't offer that, Brandon. We can't offer that.
What's that number again?
604-822-8648. And don't forget, if
UBC unit?
UBC unit.
That's what they call me.
604. Oh, I almost feel like it's time for another song after that.
I was joking earlier.
He says I want to hear the thong song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want to hear the thong song?
Yeah,
oh,
thong song.
Is that that's in the miscellaneous songs?
Yeah.
It's very necessary.
Okay, we'll be right back. Inkstud, CITO, 101.9.
Ooh, that dress so scandalous. You know another nigga couldn't handle it. See you shaking that thing like who's to itch. Look at your eyes, so devilish. You like to dance at all the hip-hop spots. Cruise the cruise like connect the dots.
Not just her, and she likes the pop.
She was living the vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, what, what? Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. Inga, sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, what, what? All night long. Let me see that fall.
When the beat was done, done, baby, make your booty go done.
Thong, thong, thong. Like it when the beat goes dun-dun, dun-dun.
your booty go, da-da, da-da. Girl, I know you wanna show, da-da, da-da. That thong, the thong, thong, thong. Oh, that girl's so scandalous, and I swear another nigga couldn't handle it. See you shaking that thing like who's the ish. Look in your eyes so devilish. Like to dance at all the hip-hop spots and cruise the cruise like connect the dots. Not just urban, you like the pop, cause you live in the Vida Loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, what, what. Baby, move your butt, butt. But then go sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, what, what. All night long. Let me see that. Like when the beat goes da-da, da-da. Baby, make your booty go da-da, da-da. Baby, girl, I know you wanna show da-da, da-da. That thong, the thong, thong, thong. I like it when the beat goes da-da, da-da. Baby, make your booty go da-da, da-da. Girl, I know you wanna show da-da, da-da. That thong, the thong, thong, thong.
You miss it?
And we're back. Inkstud, CITR 101.9 FM. Now, I'm going to bring on, we have someone on the phone, Bill Cartolopoulos. We have you there, Bill?
Yes, you do.
Excellent. Now, Bill is the head of programming. Is head of programming, programming coordinator?
Programming director, but it doesn't
matter. He's the programming dude for the Brooklyn Comics Graphic, Comics and Graphics Fest, which is on December 4th.
Saturday, December 4th.
In Brooklyn, which I will be in attendance at table 32. I've seen the floor plan. I'm very happy. It's a small festival. I was really surprised by the small amount of tables. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It's very curious.
Oh, you mean that we're in a fairly compact space?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's still a little bit bigger than it was last year, and the main expansion is that we do actually have more tables than we did last year, and we moved to a different building where we actually have two floors, which made it possible for us to bring the programming on site, because last year we had it at a separate location. So there were a number of considerations that had to do with going with this space, and that's pretty much what that was all about.
Now, tell people maybe a little bit about the programming. I'm pretty excited. I'm hoping I can sneak away from my table. Start off the day probably batting out of the park with Francoise Mouly and Sammy Harcum.
Yeah, that's an early panel. We've got, we're doing, first of all, Rob, I just wanted to thank you for having me on the show. I kind of feel like you launched me into spiel mode, and I'm grateful for that platform. But I just wanted to say that I love listening to your show,
and
glad to be calling in.
Bill, thank you. You're actually one of the first people I emailed with outside of my close circle of folks in comics that listened to the show. Yeah, when I went to SPX, I'm like, hey, you're coming to this thing. And so for me, it was neat to know that someone outside of people I know firsthand listened to the show. So,
oh, cool.
Now,
well, that's cool. I've enjoyed listening to your show. Although now you have a lot more competition than you used to.
Yeah, I know.
There are all these other podcasts.
I'm going to break all their knees. You hear that, Ren and Tien?
No, but I'm glad you're coming to Brooklyn. I'm glad you're psyched about the programming. We have a full day of programming, it's pretty. I think we're really lucky, even though, as you mentioned, it's like a small show. I think because it's kind of well curated, it tends to attract a lot of artists who want to come to the show, so that we have like a guest list that's almost like disproportionate in quality to the scale of the show. But that's great. I'm pretty psyched about that. We're doing like Linda Barry and Charles Burns in conversation, Francoise Mouly in conversation with Sammy Harcum. We've got a couple of panels on some different topics, including one specifically on like Nancy and gag humor with Mark Newgarden, Johnny Ryan, and Bill Griffith, which I hope I'm prepared for.
I'm sure it'll be fantastic. Those are guys
that's just. That has the potential to. It's either, you know, we could be a disaster, or we could start a new religion.
The religion of Nancy.
Yeah, it was just sort of on its way anyway.
Well, I'm looking very much forward to it. I think, you know, this will be my first time at Brooklyn, and I'm pretty honored to actually, for me and my publisher, to be able to have a table at it. And
The Ink Studs book is pretty new, right? And that's going to be at the festival.
It's going to be at the festival, and I would say half the people that are kind of headliner guests are in the book.
Yes, that's true.
It's kind of like, oh, this all works out perfect.
It's almost the official festival program.
There we go. I'll make a sign. Almost the official festival program.
Yeah.
Only $20.
And actually, I just heard that Kim Deitch is going to be at the festival, too, which I was pretty excited about, because I always thought that that interview that you did with him was among your many strong interviews. I always thought that was a particularly strong interview. And he's going to be there with some... Have you heard about this print portfolio?
Yes,
the one Zach Selly's debuting.
It's amazing. I talked to Zach Selly, I think, last year, and he was talking about it, and it sounded really great. I love Kim Deitch, and everyone else should, too.
Yeah, well, what's exciting about the festival, too, is it just sounds like a lot of people are, like, bringing interesting things. Like, I know that, like, Rosebud Archives is coming. Do you know
who they are?
They do, like, interesting print portfolio reprints of... graphics by people like Windsor McKay and Harrison Katie and Glyas Williams and stuff like that. They're bringing cool stuff, and like Mickey's Achilles coming from Providence, and she's like, have you seen her mini comics?
Oh man, I'm gonna there's so much for me to look at there.
yeah like her stuff is crazy good, and she's been sort of under the radar, and she's coming. But we also have like Charles Burns coming, and have you heard about this mutant like remix?
Oh, Johnny 23
out that Paquito Bellino published.
Are you guys going to have that there?
Yeah, it's going to be there. Like Paquito, who has the Le Dernier Cri publishing house in Marseille, France, did this weird, like mutant, mixed up version of Charles Burns' X'd Out. It's going to be at the show, so it's pretty exciting.
It's called Johnny 23, I think.
Yeah, although like all of like if you've read X'd Out, like there is this kind of like alien language that you can't read that's in the book. And the whole book is in that language, so, like, the title is even in that language. But you can sort of, once you know that the name's Johnny 23, you can tell that there's, like, two identical characters in the middle of the word that correspond to the N and so on. Anyway, this is probably getting a little bit more specific than anyone needs for it to be.
It's, you know, anything Le Dernier Cri does is crazy and good. I love their work, and I'm always scared of looking at their table.
You've been to New York before though, right?
I've been once when I went to SPX the 1 year, and it was only three days. So.
Was that the year you went to Screw Magazine?
Yes.
That's right. I think I remember you making some interesting references to some off-color adventures in subsequent programs.
Yes. It was talk for a more private venue. No, nothing really that exciting. Went to the offices for Screw Magazine. Uh-huh. They had a bunch of Bounce Screw magazines. That was pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, now
you're going to have the full Brooklyn experience. We've got like some other stuff set up around the festival. It'll be a good chance for you to just sort of like check out what's around Williamsburg, because we're doing an opening the night before the festival at this place called Secret Project Robot. It's this really cool art space.
And that's got like Matt Brinkman and...
And the day after... We're at the Knitting Factory, which used to be on the Lower East Side but is in Williamsburg now. Mark Newgarden's doing a screening of really, really rare comics-related film from his collection.
Oh, I can only
running
imagine.
It off of like a 16-millimeter projector.
I had some. I did an animation thing here with Kim Deitch, and he had some oddities. So I'm sure it'll be on par or even more obscure. Knowing.
It sounds like it'll be about on par. I've seen Kim's reel. Did he show like the stag film?
Oh yeah, like with the crazy cat crawling into or Ignatz crawling into crazy cat. Via the table.
Yes, it's been a while since I've seen it. I don't remember what it was exactly, but yeah, I remember all this. I think there's even like a sort of animated phallus that gets on the loose and does various things or something like that. But
and it gets attacked by crabs. Anyways.
Yeah. Regardless, whatever that is. But yeah, Mark's got a bunch of stuff that I haven't heard of that I'm pretty eager to see too. So that's going to be like a nice kind of post. Festival Sunday afternoon event at the Knitting Factory on December 5th.
Too. Well, thank you so much for putting this all together, Bill, and I really look forward to seeing you in less than a week. I'll be there on Tuesday.
Out.
Awesome. Thanks for calling
in. No problem. And if anyone who's listening is in the Brooklyn area, you can find out more information at our website, which is comicsandgraphicsfest.com.
There we go. And I'll put a link up on the website to it, too, with this show.
Cool, man. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Bye.
Good luck with your funding.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun. Fun funding.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. All right. Thank you so much, Bill Cartolopoulos, programming at the Brooklyn Comic Graphics Fest. Now, James, earlier we were talking, and apparently you have an issue with Namor.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I want to know about this issue.
Well, he's a guy who lives underwater. He's like the Prince of Atlantis or whatever? So he's got, like, the whole of Atlantis to go through. And what does he do? He comes to the surface once every, like, couple weeks, and he's like, oh, who's the smartest guy on the planet? Yeah, that guy. He's a dick. I'm going to have sex with his wife. Also, I have wings on my feet for no apparent reason.
Who is the smartest guy on the planet?
Reed Richards.
Reed Richards is officially the smartest guy on the planet.
And when he saved the Earth, he also saved the water part. So it's like Namor. He saved Namor's ass.
Namor's just a dick.
I need your help, man.
That's probably it. He's like, I don't want to owe anyone anything. Ultimate nullifier. Ultimate this.
Oh.
He uses his wings under the water.
And he's got wings on his.
He's got wings on his.
What I want to know is how come no one could come up with a better name for his daughter or whatever than Namorita.
Namorita.
That was his drinking in the Marvel office.
That's his girlfriend.
That's his lady clone, yeah. I think.
Clone?
I think she's a clone.
Well, then even more reason why you shouldn't give them the same name. It's like naming twins. You have twins and you name them like Jeff and
Jeffy.
Okay. My sister had this friend, Suzette, who had two sisters in high school. One was named Sandra. The other was named Sandy.
Yeah. Sandy is short for Sandra! Come on.
Maybe she was shorter.
I just blew your mind.
A friend of mine had a theory that all of the female water-based characters in the Marvel Universe were constantly existed to be tortured by John Byrne. I think it holds water.
Ugh. Okay. I'm going to play a song.
But it's funny that if you're underwater, you can't burn.
Okay, I'm going to play a song, and, this isn't working.
What are we going with now? What racial epitaph do we hear Brian say in this song?
Kong.
I think another Brian song. What kind of Brian song would we like to hear? I think Top Gun Medley.
Top Gun Medley.
Okay, yeah, we'll be right back. Call in 604-822-8648 to donate. CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. When dreaming takes you nowhere, it's time to play. Body's working overtime. Your money don't matter. Time keeps ticking when someone's on your mind. Moving in slow motion, it feels so good. It's a strange anticipation, knock, knock, knocking on wood. Body's working overtime, it's man against man, and all that ever matters is baby who's ahead in the game. Funny, but it's always the same. Playing with the boys. Playing with the boys. After chasing sunsets, and one of life's simple joys is playing with boys. Your engine, listen to her howl and roar. Metal under tension, begging you to touch and go. Got you jumping off the track and shoving into overdrive. Highway to the danger zone. I'll
take you right into the danger zone. Motherfucking right into the danger zone. I'm gonna stick it right into the danger zone. Watching every motion in my foolish lover's game.
Sorry, guys.
On this endless ocean.
I'm taking us away. CITR 101.9 FM. Maybe we could just play that in the background like that.
Oh yeah, if you want to hear the, if you want to hear the rest of my Top Gun medley, bottomlesspop.com. There's a bunch of songs you can listen to there, including the rest of the Top Gun medley.
You can ride into the danger zone.
Stick it into the danger zone.
This is my favorite thing. It's one of my favorite things to do is to make up other things for specifically for that song. My roommates and I would sit around and make it up, and so it would be like motherfucking riding, and then you just anything that's like four syllables or whatever, stick it right in. Yeah, anything like that. It's fun. Do it at home. Home game. It's fine.
There we go. Sticking it at home.
You sing like angels ought to sing.
I'm going to bring on our next caller. It's Jen Vaughn from lovely White River Junction, Vermont. Have I got you there, Jen?
Yes, here I am.
There we go. You're a little quiet. It's going to change volume.
Jen Vaughn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my Brian song. Thank you.
Yeah, I did a song for Jen a little while ago.
Was it fun?
Yeah. It was great. It's actually one of my favorite ones that I did. It turned out great.
Fantastic.
It was my favorite too, I'll be honest.
Yes.
It better be, or things would just be awkward.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy American Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, yes.
So tell
us, eating purple mashed potatoes.
Tell us about your whole Thanksgiving meal, since we're sitting here and we're probably going to eat pizza after the show.
American, my mom's having Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh, we might make Marley cry.
Marley, I'll eat double for you.
She says she'll eat double for you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I enjoy it twice as much as you.
That's Marley can't hear you because she's not wearing headphones. James, pass her the headphones.
Well, these ones don't work.
What?
I'll donate some money to the...
so we're here for. We want Marley to have some headphones when she's in the studio.
Only James or Brandon and Brian and I can hear you, which means we're going to talk about James and Marley right now.
Wait, then hold on. Pass. Do yours work?
They work half the time.
Here, pass yours to them, and then we can use this one.
All right. Uh-oh. There we go. Everyone's
Snuggles.
They're all gonna rock out. So, Jen, just so folks know, you work at the Schultz Library at the cartooning school, the Center for Cartoon
Studies.
I always stumble over that. Tell us about the library there.
Is that in Vermont?
Oh, my God. The library is beautiful. The Charles Schultz Graphic Novel Library, deep in the tiny heart of White River Junction. We have about 6,000 books, and they range from graphic novels. We have some floppies, zines, instructional reference, photography. It's all donation-based. We do allocate a certain amount of money to buy books, but then publishers will give us books, writers, artists, and then occasionally, such as in the case of Damien J., when they get married to another cartoonist, they will send us a box.
Of their
what
doubles?
What they believe is anonymously, but we can read their handwriting in a postmark stamp.
And then you out them on the radio.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I guess that's the cartoonist version. You see, I never had the experience, except when I moved in with my girlfriend and we combined CDs. It was like, what CDs do we have doubles of?
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend had doubles on Mobius books and ended up giving one to a friend.
Yeah, I heard about that. I was pretty pissed.
Yeah.
I needed that one.
I did date and moved in with a cartoonist, and I got so angry when I found out he combined our bookshelves when I was in Portland working with Top Shelf for a month.
Awesome.
I was
cool
super pissed.
No, I don't like that.
Not cool.
That's probably when they should have realized it wasn't going to work out.
Go back and tell him.
No.
I think at that point you had to marry him, though.
You have to restart your collection. Forget it.
What is this? I don't know.
I actually think that's the only thing holding my relationship together is that nobody wants to break up the bookshelf. They're too good.
I think
dirty pair of books are too good to split up.
Yeah. No. Robin, you like Empowered, right?
No. No.
Leave Adam Warren alone.
Adam Warren can disappear.
Oh. No, but remember when he did that brief stint in Gen 13? Oh, man.
That's the part that I ignore, but yeah. I like it when he draws his own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Brandon especially liked it when he drew the Roxy Magical Princess.
Oh, wait, he's lying.
What was that? I'm out of the loop here. What's Roxy the Magical Princess?
So it was a Gen 13 side book where Adam Warren did like this parody. I feel like his whole Gen 13 years, this is going to just bring the Inkstead show down to a halt, but I feel like his whole Gen 13 years were kind of slumming it. But yeah, so he did a thing that was kind of like his Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
And Roxy from Gen 13 was kind
Brandon,
of...
Brandon, I do agree with you because Roxy is actually what I base my look off of now. Like, I was in love with her when I was 13.
I do like the look of Roxy, but...
What about Roxy from Gem and the Holograms, huh?
Also good.
How about her?
Oh.
Truly outrageous.
Mm.
But
I kind of like the Misfits better. They had a lot of green Misfits, going on in them.
Their songs are better.
And they're going to get her.
And they're going to get her, so...
Yeah. Clearly,
you can't argue with that. Stormer is my favorite, though.
I always remember watching Gem, and it was like, should I be watching this?
Yes, you should.
I felt like it was like, as a young boy, older boy... middle-aged boy,
whatever.
You know, it was like, is this right? Like, you know, is this boy TV show? I don't know.
It reminds me, I still have a problem when I go to the used Japanese bookstore here a lot, and it takes some nerve out of me to go to the girls section of the big pink wall and look through them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like going to the porn section in a place. It's just like, people are going to judge me.
It's the final frontier, man.
I'm going to be picking up Magical Drama Queen Roxy in the original Japanese, and people are going to judge me.
Oh, I'm glad you remember the full title. I couldn't remember it for the life of me.
We all have our crosses to bear, Brandon.
Are there any good embarrassing comics in the Schultz Library?
Oh, there's so many good embarrassing comics. We got the that small manga-sized version of Witchblade that they put in black and white without like changing the levels at all.
Oh, man.
It is so bad. I don't know who thought that was a good idea.
She's a cop, right?
Well, I guess Top Cow. But...
It's funny, because cops always get in trouble when they're in, like, Playboy or whatever. You'd think that people would have a problem. Like, hey, you're fighting crime in a demon bikini. That's really not a good...
No, make that a portmanteau or I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
A demon kini.
A demon kini.
Yeah.
I got me one of those.
Yeah.
No. We don't want that.
I read it when I was 14. Leave me alone.
I worked in the comic store when it came out, and I had no idea what this thing. I was looking, it's like, wow, they really just. I thought Cyberforce was bad.
I really thought it was funny at one point. Cyberforce, it's like she bad. Kind of emerges out of the water in a jungle, and you're like, wait a second, she was totally in New York like 2 seconds ago.
Sometimes the girl's got to go to the jungle to kick some ass.
No, to flip her hair out of the water. I think they probably got a Victoria's Secret that was like jungle themed, and they're like, oh, this is you.
There we go.
I remember reading an interview with, what was the guy's name that drew that?
Michael Turner.
Yeah, Michael Turner, and he said that he was never going to draw the same page layout twice, and I just remember thinking, like, man, what a bad idea.
Yeah,
he can't draw the same page layout twice, but he could certainly draw the same thing over and over and over again.
You guys.
I never read that Witchblade, but...
I'm getting mean looks from Marley.
You're
only getting mean looks because he's dead.
Yeah.
Was her name supposed to be a play on Switchblade? Did she have Switchblade powers?
She had
Sarah Pazini, wasn't it?
It's a witchy blade that was passed on through history, and it would possess random powerful women. Yes, it was a witchy blade.
That all had very large breasts.
Yes, it did judge by boob size.
Marley, were you convinced you were going to turn out that way? Because that's actually what made me stop reading comics for a bit, was because after some point I realized I could still play baseball quite well without my giant breasts.
I'm still waiting for mine.
They would be really annoying if we were drawing. Kind of have to shift them out of the way. You know?
I know. Are you just balance your drawing board on them? I don't know. I'm kind of glad it didn't happen.
It's like that Simpsons episode where Marge gets the boob job by accident and can't open the cabinets.
It's exactly like that.
It's exactly like that. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Jen.
No, thank you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Say hi to all your building full of cartoonists there.
Yes, we have about 15 cartoonists eating dinner downstairs.
Your institute of cartoonists over there.
Yeah, really.
And everyone should come visit. Come with Robin.
Is James Sturm like the Professor X of the CCS?
Yeah, he is. He is. He waves in, he points at something and says, that'll never work, and then he leaves.
Nice.
So it
works
out.
Now, who's the Wolverine?
Vermont is beautiful.
The Wolverine? Is there some like some short, pervy, hairy guy hanging out there?
Are you talking about Jason Lutz?
Oh,
he just hangs out inside the school grounds, and he's like a drifter that threatens the kids. He's cool.
Yeah.
He's just got a switchblade. That's all right.
I know
he's got a switchblade and a witchblade.
Kids read Berlin.
Ooh, okay. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you guys.
And I'll see you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. Happy Canada Day.
Every day.
That was 6 months ago.
It's every day in my mind, guys.
There we go.
We're over it. We're on a Christmas.
Eat bacon and think of us.
Oh, my God.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Jen is very wonderful. She is driving me from Boston to Vermont next week.
Right, and you're driving her from Stain to Insane.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, she's going to have to listen to all sorts of terrible Inkstead stories I may have to tell. You guys don't have to hold headphones
reading,
like that together.
You're reading the book out loud to her while she drives?
You can't.
I'm not going to do the voices.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to remind people.
Charles Burns.
We are doing
a book on tape of it.
Hello? We're doing the funding drive right now, 604-822-8648. If you'd like to donate, it'd be swell to hear from you. We have a whole selection of books. If you donate $30, you can choose from this list of books. Thank you, boys. Stop holding each other's junk. Children of the Atom, Paper Cut Heart, Witness My Shame, Nagadod, the Marvel, Obsessed with Marvel Trivia book, which we'll ask a question from once we're done with the list here. Life is Afoot, Nipper, the Doug Wright collection of early comic strips with an unfortunate title. How to Understand Israel in 60 Days or Less by Sarah Glidden. Don't Get Lonely, Poof, the Hero Book. Bent by the wonderful Dave Cooper, a Frankenstein pop-up book. At the $60 level, you can get the DC Comics poster book, Picture This, the latest Linda Berry book, who you may recognize from Ernie Pook in the Georgia Strait. And actually, Drawdown Quarterly just announced today that they are going to reprint the complete Linda Berry comic strips.
Oh, nice.
That's a lot of fucking comic strips. Excuse me for my swearing. I'm in Canada.
Do something.
Do something.
There's a lot of fucking in them?
They're about teenagers.
Yeah.
There isn't.
Teenagers do.
Someone should have told me that when I was.
I got all my fucking in early and just quit.
Yeah.
Okay, and we have a selection of four novels like Sense Sensibility and Sea Monsters, Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, and some other stuff.
Wuthering Heights and Wolverine.
Wuthering Heights and Wolverine.
Make it happen.
Isn't that what Origins
Make
basically
mine.
Is?
Penguin
Aren't they
Classics?
Doing a? They're doing a Jane Austen Marvel comic thing.
Oh
they?
No! I just got sick in my mouth.
Right. They actually her graves on a rotisserie now.
Eddie Campbell's Complete Alec, Make Me a Woman by the wonderful Vanessa Davis is one of my favorite books of the year, and the Drunken Stoned art book collection, kind of look back on National Lampoon. It's a very wonderful strip. Call in our wonderful magazine, 604-822-8648. And I think, Marley, you have a question for us.
All right.
I just wanted to add that if someone was going to make me a woman, I'd want it to be that Dave Sim wizard character.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, man.
Marley,
question
I'm turning off you guys' mic.
2420. Who was U-Man?
U-Man?
Uh-huh. Member
I like
A.
A, I'm only U-Man.
A. Sorry, U-Man. Member of the first line. B. Cyborg soldier and Deathlok. C. Robot created by Baron Heinrich Zemo. D. Atlantean supervillain working with the Nazis.
I think Baron Zemo created him, actually. That's my guess.
He had to be like a U-boat, probably, huh?
Is this everybody, you know?
I'm going with D.
You're going with D.
I always bet on Nazis.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to hit C, and if it's D, then you're right. Yeah,
what?
Well, he said that it's
everybody
C.
Said C.
Oh, okay.
Everybody said C except for James.
Okay, go ahead. Wrong.
Oh, you're wrong.
D.
It's D. Stoko wins again.
I want to get more into James Hates because it's one of my personal loves.
We'll get right back into that after this song.
All right.
All right. 604-822-8648 to donate. And this better work now.
Is it getting too blue for you, Robin?
It is. There we go.
Mr. Delantonio, it's time to have drinks now. Mr. Delantonio, it's time to fall down. Mr. Delantonio, it's time for you and me to fist fight like we did last night. So roll up your cuffs and straighten your mustache. There is yet another Brian on the internet.
Man, those songs are way short.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what's going on there.
Listen, we got a call during the song. Sorry to bring you on. Mr. Delantonio called.
Oh.
Thank you so much. He had some very nice words to say about the Ink Studs, and I very much appreciate it. I'm glad people like the show.
What are you doing over there?
What are you doing, Brandon?
I'm just plugging things into things I'm not supposed to do.
It's an A-team montage going on in here. He's turning the studio into a
I won't go on that plane.
We're not getting crazy, fool.
I'm just going to give a little update of where we are right now at the funding drive. We're at $21,216.27.
Nice.
Nice. And just so you folks know, this is the last day of the funding drive. So if you want to donate, now is the time to do it. 604-822-8648. After today, all those books are coming back home with me, and I'm going to turn them into pillows.
Did you say pillow?
Pillows.
Are you going to drink milk? have some cocoa with marshmallows in it or something?
Yeah, at least like the Linda Barry and Dave Cooper books should get ordered. Those are definitely.
And if you don't, Brandon will cry.
Yeah.
And James will laugh.
Somebody call
and Marley will just, come on, guys.
It's basic business as usual.
And this Marvel book, my goodness, it's glorious.
I've got another question.
Do it.
I want to talk about Alpha Flight.
Give me a second. Question number 2200. Which physical problem did Miss Marvel suffer from? A.
Lower back strain.
Yeah, well, they all do. A. Drug addiction. B. Heart disease. C. Alcoholism.
D. Crotch rot.
Diabetes.
Which Miss Marvel is this?
Diabetes.
It is Carol Danvers.
Oh. Is there a picture?
Does she look like an alcoholic?
Oh, yeah. I heard that's like 70s.
She's kicking a magician. I think she might be an alcoholic.
But in the 70s, alcoholism wasn't real.
Okay, so we're going with alcoholic?
I mean, it wasn't like a...
Right, it was called lurch.
All right, let's go with alcoholic.
Yay!
Was that after they already had Iron Man as an alcoholic?
Well, they need the girl to, you know, well, girl it's counterpart.
Not like, it's not like there's just the one alcoholic in the world.
Well, then they had their team-up comic series, The Alcoholics.
Nice.
Really?
I hope so. But it's not like, hey, this guy has fire powers and that guy has fire powers. Yeah. Why are there so many firepower guys?
Marvel, if you're don't combine the alcoholic with the guy with fire
powers. No.
You know what, though? Nothing will beat Speedy the Junkie.
That is good. It's like somebody just slapped their forehead one day and was like, oh shit, his name's Speedy.
Thank you.
What were
Denny
you about
O'Neil.
To learn
What's that?
What were you about to talk about before I rudely interrupted
you? Oh,
no,
I was just feeling like, you know, we're on in Canada and something that I've always felt has been a major blight on Canada's image is Alpha Flight being their superhero team.
We have nothing to do with John Byrne. Don't blame anything John Byrne does on us.
I know, but you know, Marvel Comics just letting him be like, hey, this is Canada's superhero.
It's like, no, Wolverine is.
Wolverine is,
but that makes up for it.
Come on, right. Sabretooth is a villain. What do you got to say? What are you gonna say, Brandon?
I'm just talking.
What are you gonna say?
I love how shitty Alpha Flight is.
Yeah.
So tonight at the I think it's at the Biltmore. Is it the Biltmore? It's at the Biltmore. There's a Fun Drive finale party where it's going to be a whole bunch of bands doing 90s cover music, cover songs of 90s songs. Like, what are some good 90s songs,
Brian?
There's
going to be some Everclear in there.
Blind Melon.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, I'm from Vancouver. Do you know how we feel about Blind Melon here?
I just make fun. I don't even know what they do. I just make fun of Blind Melon.
When I was in grade 8, Blind Melon played, and the big hubbub next day at school is how he whipped out his
Blind Melon.
and sprayed Blind Melon juice on his audience.
Oh, yeah. But he, Shannon Hoon, he spent a lot of time here...
Doing heroin. Yeah. And now he's dead.
So there's a good side of Vancouver.
We had Blind Melon.
Well, we're famous for it, you know?
Yeah.
We killed the guy who made Blind Melon.
The 90s also had Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Oh. And what's some good 90s hip-hop, Brandon?
90s hip-hop was the good stuff. Well, you know, rock and roll was just dragging its ass. 90s was all the really good stuff. You had all, you know, the KRS-One's and Rock Hymns and whatnot doing.
And Arrested Developments.
Yeah. Tennessee.
Snow.
There's that sweet.
Snow. We were talking about snow on the way here.
12 Inches of Snow, which is the greatest album title anyone could give themselves.
I just got that.
You just got the album, or you just realized that he was talking about his joke?
Oh, yeah. I'm a white rapper. I'm good at rapping. And also, guess what?
I lick your boom boom there.
I've told Robin this story before, but when I first met Vancouver's own Colin Upton, he had a book that he was selling called Colin Upton's Other Big Thing. And I thought it was a hilarious penis joke. And then I found out later there was actually a book called Colin Upton's Big Thing.
And that Colin's never made a penis joke before.
And there's also another comic by Colin called Colin Upton's Big Black Thing.
Nice. Is that right?
Someone actually did an unauthorized Colin Upton's Big Black Thing in Seattle. I think it was all blank pages. And no one knows who did it. I've been trying to find out. I've been asking certain people who would know, and no one knows who made it.
Could you call in for the fun drive and tell us who did Colin Upton's Big Black Thing and also donate?
604-822-8648 to donate and tell us who did Colin Upton's unauthorized Big Black Thing. Because he also did an authorized one right afterwards.
We could also just do another one. Image Comics.
Come up with a new joke. Come on, Brandon.
I don't know if you've looked at my career yet.
I try not to. It makes me sad.
Wait.
Oh. I got this joke about a chicken crossing the road next issue is going to kill.
Oh. I think it's time for another Twitter song. What Twitter song should we play? You know, I'm going to play something for the cover artist of the book, Britt Wilson. Thank you, Britt, for doing that wonderful cover. I'm going to play the cover. Britt Wilson song, and we'll be right back. Inkstud, CITR 101.9 FM.
Brittany Wilson, ha 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 ha, oh no, oh, I don't think so. I don't think the other members would be glad to see her. Did you think that you could bring her in here? Ah, ha, 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 no, I don't think so. You had better send her outside before somebody sees her. Last time she was here, she placed her bottom right on the felt of the snooker table. Last time she was here, she was cursing like some manner of filthy sailor. Brittany Wilson, ha 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 ha, oh dear, oh my, no, I don't think so. I don't think the other members would be glad to see her. See her. Get out.
Get out. Okay, James, we have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why you hate Jim Woodring.
Jim Woodring?
Well, he made the worst Aliens comics, and that's an unforgivable sin to me. That's it. I've never actually read anything else he's done. So.
But Frank Turan made the best Aliens comics, right?
Yeah, the best drawn. He didn't write it, though.
Right.
It didn't have any words.
Like, just Aliens in general as, like, generic Aliens or Aliens the movie?
The movie.
Really?
Purist, yes. Oh.
Really, it appears to be, like, Alien.
Because they had this thing. Wasn't there a thing in the 90s? They were going to fund all these indie dudes by basically bringing them in to work on these licensed properties?
I think it was Dinah Shutt's just giving people jobs.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But then bringing in, like, Jim Woodring's to work on Aliens just seems like a really weird...
Him and Justin Green helped write it.
Yeah, I haven't even read that one. It's written by, isn't it drawn by the Young Witches guy?
Solano Lopez?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know they did, Jim Woodring and Solano Lopez did one of a Freaks adaptation.
It was Killian Plunkett did the...
Yeah, that sounds right.
I like Killian Plunkett.
Yeah, he's good, but, you know.
Now, here's my question, James. You're saying it was a crappy alien story. Can you do a good Aliens comic? Is it possible to write...
It's so easy. There's like two good movies. All you have to do is rip them off.
That's the major thing. Like Dark Horse just did like the first good Terminator comic ever, and it seems like with so much licensed stuff, it's like comic books would be the place to really play and do all the really cool shit, and they don't. It seems like for the most part, it's just people that phone it in. Mm-hmm. James, what would your Aliens comic? You've done an Aliens comic. You did a bunch of pages.
Well, it's not a story though. It's just a guy running away from some aliens.
That's how Turan rolled.
Yeah.
Isn't that really all aliens is? It's just.
Well, I have very like specific views about what I'd want to see from an aliens comic, so. It's probably differing from
James
everybody else.
James just did a Galactus short for the next Strange.
That's right. You have that coming out next month with Michael DeForge.
Yes, this
and Harvey P. Carr is in it.
I think it's out.
Holy shoot!
That's pretty amazing. How quick did you get that story done?
I started on a Tuesday and I finished Friday morning. So it was only 4 pages.
And how many cans of Monster did you drink?
I did not. I drank what the hell was it?
James likes to sit on his couch and demand mochas.
I drank like. This horrible Mountain Dew energy drink that makes you pee violently green.
Is it like violent? Does it like punch you in the face?
No, man. It fortifies your exome.
But just, I was really amused at the nerve of doing a 4-page Galactus story because James just did a 6-foot-tall Galactus picture, and just the idea like that dude doesn't fit on 4 pages. That you can't even draw that guy on one piece of paper.
Yeah. Well, he's only in like 2 panels, so. He's kind of just moseying.
Little panels.
So let's talk about Galactus versus Godzilla.
Galactus would win. He would just eat the planet, and Godzilla would be like,
They're both kind of into moseying, right?
Yeah, but Galactus moseys on a space level.
Right. He's a cosmic mosey.
Cosmic moseyer.
That's terrible.
I really enjoy watching Godzilla movies with James, and his whole thing about Godzilla is just like, look at him mosey. He's just, you know, he's got places to go. He's doing things.
He's doing stuff. Yeah. People are always in his way.
Shooting masers at him?
You know.
Masers.
What's a maser?
It's a monster laser, Robin.
That's right.
And I'll remind you, if you want more fine programming like this, call in 604-822-8688.
Buy stuff. You can hear
like
this forever.
This is the last day of the funding drive. And after this, we'll have The French Connection by Mary Eve, and I'm sure it'll be a fabulous show, as always. A tad more classy than we are, one would say.
How is that possible?
Back to Godzilla versus Galactus.
Right now, all my guests are wearing top hats, except for Marley, who's wearing a tiara.
Yes.
Let's switch. I want the tiara. Switch it. Here, let me switch.
Switch it up today.
I want to ride the Pegasus.
No, you get the Griffin.
I want to ride that unicorn, but I'm not pure of heart, so it won't let me near it.
That's paying you back for your teen years.
Yeah.
I think it's time for another question, Marley.
Oh, are
we going to Obsessed with Marvel.
I have an issue with this title. It's called Obsessed with, and I'm just like... I'm okay with Marvel. I'm willing to let them slide, is what the name of my book is.
I think the world would be better without Marvel.
I'm okay. Marvel's okay.
I agree. I think that, you know, Mr. Jack Kirby, and then you just close the doors.
Ditko.
I'm
less of a Ditko dude than you are.
What about that issue of G.I. Joe that was the all-silent one?
That was my favorite G.I. Joe is actually the Michael Golden G.I. Joe annual.
He did a fine,
the Russian
fine
October Guard.
Those were good.
Michael Golden,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
A fine, fine issue. Okay, all right. Number 468.
Do you think there's any G.I. Joe questions in this Marvel book?
No.
Probably not, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think Larry Hama lets those out.
Okay. Why did no one believe Peter Parker was Spider-Man when Dr. Octopus unmasked him in front of witnesses in The Amazing Spider-Man number 12.
Because he's a dweeb.
Yeah, because he's a dweeb.
He had a second mask on under it. A mustache or something.
Yeah. Peter Parker wore makeup disguising his features.
I heard he always does
he's
that.
He's a fancy man. B.
Guyliner.
Guyliner. Hey, that was Spider-Man 3.
My spider liner.
Yeah. Oh, and he had a perfume called Spider Sense.
B. It was late at night and no one could see his face. See, no one recognized him.
His face was covered in Wolverine's crotch shadow.
Oh.
You know, no superhero witnesses. Comics, they don't want to draw nudity, so they just throw a shadow over.
They should just make fur.
Yeah. No witnesses believed Peter Parker was the real Spider-Man.
I was just thinking how horrible it would be if it was C. No one recognized him, and that would just be the biggest, like, worst ending.
Right. Yeah.
Like, finally, they've unmasked Spider-Man.
Wait, dude, I always thought Spider-Man
was black.
Who's
that dude?
Yeah.
Okay, Marley, let's bring
really
it on.
Let me down.
All right, so what is the decision?
I'm going with C because that sounds
Are we going no one recognized him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because it was dark.
Because it was dark.
That's the worst answer.
No. The answer is D. No witnesses believe Peter Parker was the real Spider-Man.
I think that was Superman, too, I think.
So, like, why bother even wearing a mask?
Yeah.
You know, like, it doesn't...
Well, Superman doesn't wear one.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on. Reminder, call in 604-822-8648. We only have 16 or 17 minutes left in Ink Studs today. Yeah, I'd say 17 minutes. I'm going to go through one more quick roundup of the books that I have available. I have Children of the Atom by Dave Lapp, Paper Cut Heart, Witness My Shame, Nagadod, the obsessed with Marvel book we have here, Life is a Foot, Nipper, How to Understand Israel in 60 Days or Less, Don't Get Lonely, Poof, the Hero Book.
Poof!
Poof. Bent by Dave Cooper, a Frankenstein pop-up book, the DC Comics poster book, Picture This by Linda Barry, the four novels of Victorian zombie sea monsters, werewolves. Are there any werewolf ones? Vampires? They're all vampire books anyways, aren't they? Alec by Eddie Campbell.
Werewolf by Night.
Whatever.
Werewolf by Night.
Make Me a Woman by Linda Vanessa Davis, and last but not least, Drunken Stone, to the art book of the National Lampoon.
Make Me a Woman by Dave Sim.
That's a good book.
That's the thing I could never understand.
Make Me a Woman so I could punch myself.
Well, he makes Cerebus like have a hermaphrodite. Like right. He's a hermaphrodite, mm-hmm. But he had
That's Hermes and Aphrodite.
Right.
I read that in Namor comic.
Two great tastes, the two great together.
Namor would make a good hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite, yes.
Fish especially with China.
Brandon.
Wow. Classic.
Brandon.
All right. Yeah.
Call Brandon. Me Marvel.
Yeah.
604-822-8648. Call in and maybe we'll get Brandon off the air. I don't know.
What's that magic red
I'm
button?
I'm staying for the French show.
Yeah. I love
you,
Brandon.
We're just going to sit here and like make French puns and stuff. Yeah.
I think it's time for another Twitter song. What do you think, Brian?
It's good that you played that Britt Wilson one because we played the Vicky Nerino song last week. And they are roommates.
I'm going to play Graham Annable.
Oh, there you go.
I like that guy.
Oh, nice.
And we'll be right back.
I just saw a bunch of his storyboards for Coral.
Oh, really?
Toilet inside my bathroom. There lies the Book of Grickle written by Graham Annable.
Every time I read his name,
I read it like Cedric the Owl from King's Quest V.
Like Graham, Graham, oh no, Graham, I really like your book. You really like the Book of Grickle.
What weird old voice acting in that CD-ROM game.
All right, we're back. CITR 101.9 FM, Ink Studs. This is the Morning Zoo.
Grim.
I thought we'd take a second to kind of do a little shout-out of all the projects everyone is working
Plugs.
Right now. Plugs. Originally, the plan was I was going to talk about how much everyone likes me and how important I am to all you guys and about how we first met.
How much he loves cider.
There's going to be like 12 more minutes left of the show after that, though, so...
But there's only 11 minutes left in the show, Ryan. I'm going to start with James. You have the new Orcstein collection coming out soon, as well as the Strange Tales just mentioned.
Yeah, I think they both come out on the same date, actually.
What?
The 8th, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Double whammy.
So this is collecting the first 5 issues of Orcstein.
It's like Christmas in December.
Yeah, first 5 issues and a couple extra stuffs.
Tell us a bit about the extra stuff.
It's just like little illustrations and stuff.
Some nothing. Grunchy goodness.
He did a thing about how orc money is made out of their penises.
Yeah, there's that.
Oh.
You know, buy one for your kids for Christmas.
And if people want to kind of check out more on James, you can go to orcstein.wordpress.com.
Yes.
Nice and easy.
It's brand new.
Just brand new. Even Warren Ellis was mentioning on his thing.
It's Dr. Ellis, MD.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
Look me in the eyes and say it.
I think I'm still in the shit list. Brandon, what do you got going on?
Oh, let's see. Well, I'm working on two books right now. I've got my multicolor multiple warheads, which
I gotta finish up two more. I just finished up the second issue, and I'm finishing up two more issues of before I actually solicit it, so it isn't late ever. And I haven't mentioned it all, but Image approved me doing a 300-page collection of all of my color work and older work. So it'll be about half black and white comics and half color illustrations.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
And next week, the last issue of King City comes out.
Yes.
So I think a little golf clap.
Oh, yay.
That's very exciting. And it's like $2.99 and like 40 pages and comes with a poster. So
there's a picture of Don King, occasional co-host of Ink Studs, in the back of the book.
Oh, I drew my favorite comic store.
Yes. RX.
RX Comics. Main and Broadway. And just so you know, if you get a Friends of CITR card, you can get discounts at both RX Comics and Lucky's Comics.
Nice.
What other comic stores do you need to go in Vancouver?
You should give the number again.
604-822-8648. That is, what is it, Brian?
UBC Unit.
There we go.
It stands for sitter, right? I was making
sitter.
A horrible joke earlier about how you can leave your kids in front of the radio.
There we go. I wouldn't leave my kids in front of this show. Brian.
Yes.
You're leaving us.
Me? Yeah. I just last night bought a one-way ticket to Toronto. So, nice knowing you, everybody.
See a little tear running down my face? It's not for you.
Traded in my Canucks jersey for Maple Leafs jersey. And
so you've basically given up on life then.
No, that's not true. I'm moving to Toronto just for something to do. And hopefully get more work done there to comics and stuff. And I don't know, should be good. Change of scenery and all that, yeah.
There's some good folks out there.
Definitely.
And I'll remind folks, I'm going to be in Toronto on Sunday.
They're planning to go to TCAF this time.
Yeah.
They're actually getting stoked
over
to go
to
somewhere.
You guys, let's all make a promise now that when TCAF happens,
we'll hold hands. We'll skip in.
We all meet again there.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll that's the plan.
If none of us are married by the time TCAF happens.
We know, since
if I'm still a virgin.
I'm going to get on that unicorn.
Like, I've been making the rounds, but James can't go anywhere because he's deported still, so...
Wait, what?
Terrorist. Oh. Yeah. You should see the beard in this guy right now.
Yeah, James actually tries to cross the border with a bomb strapped to him, but... but he can go to TCAF.
It is a fine beard.
We don't know... We're still waiting to see who's official at TCAF, but you guys would very much like to go.
Yeah, no, we're showing up either.
Well,
even if we're
not official,
allowed in the doors, we'll hang outside with, cardboard signs.
There we go. Apparently one year, Jason Shiga did that at Mocha. He couldn't get a table... So we set up a table outside.
I think that sounds perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, if you want to, yeah, I didn't say why not. At APE, there was always like people outside of the building, like on the street selling their zines on the street. I'm like, hey, go for it, you know? Like, you can't afford a table and you got zines and comics and stuff, do it.
Oh, we have another caller in. So we're gonna bring this last caller on the line. Let's see. CITR, you're on air.
Hi, it's Jordan.
Yay, Jordan!
Yeah,
Jordan was on the show last week to...
I'm just calling again because I'm going to be a jerk and say, you guys have to go to TCAF or I'll be really sad and everyone else will flip tables and be really sad, so...
I love the idea of flipping tables while you're sad.
Aww.
And if you come, we'll flip tables.
There we go. We'll find someone whose comics you really hate, Brandon, and flip their table.
Have you seen that table flipping video game from Japan?
What?
No.
It's like this arcade game, and the cabinet has like a little table, and it's all it's different scenarios where you're getting mad and flipping a table. You're a teacher, or you're like at a restaurant,
and
or whatever.
You have to do it at the most appropriate moment, right?
Yeah, yeah. And when you do it, like, you get bonuses, and it like people go on fire and stuff. It's
I
epic.
I think that just trains you to do the wrong thing.
Probably.
Like you think that am I not flipping the table yet?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta know. You gotta know when to flip them.
What have you been working on, Jordan? I was talking to Robin about how elusive your work is to track down sometimes.
Yes.
Mostly stuff that I'm not really getting paid for very much. But
that's always the best.
Stuff. I'm working on a couple anthologies right now and hoping to get more personal work done. Yeah.
Well, it would be nice to see some more Jordan comics.
You draw pretty. Very pretty.
Aw, thank you. I just drew a King City fan art for you.
That. I think it was awesome. Thanks for doing that.
Did you post? You didn't post on your thing though, yeah?
Have
you,
Brandon?
Oh, I have.
No, Brandon hasn't.
Yeah, she put it on her Twitter thing, and I found it because I was
Trying to dig up more of her elusive comics.
And twittering his own name.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, you're feeding Brandon. It's bad.
I'm like the only person in the world who was laughing at all of his puns during this show.
I'm going to send you a gift card.
You were the only person.
Oh, no. I didn't mean that like a bad thing. Okay, I'm going to go now.
Oh, thank you, Jordan, and as always, you're a wonderful and valued friend.
Aww, yay. Bye, guys. Love
bye.
You.
Bye, Jordan.
Bye.
Jordan, another former Vancouverite that left us.
What's Jordan's site again?
8at8.net, I think.
Yep, 8et8. Eight.
The digit 8, et, as in...
8 and 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, just really, just more of the really like impressive, solid comics that just don't get out there as much.
Agreed.
As they
she has a live journal too, and
Y Front Ninja.
Live journal. Live journal that
name?
Everyone's bailing on live journal, but there's still a lot of good stuff. So
I got nowhere else to go.
I know. Same.
You could be like James and get a WordPress.
Yeah.
Blogspot.
Do something.
My girlfriend.
Marley. Marley's gonna do something.
It's gonna be
whatever.
Pictures of kitties and
yeah,
overflowing
cats.
Out of mugs.
Marley's like the most social one out of our entire group.
Yeah, but I like social in person. Social on the internet's just, you know.
Well, it's fake social.
I upkeep my DeviantArt. That's all right.
How long have you had your DeviantArt account?
A very, very long time. Actually, if you go on there, there's some really scary things in my my folder.
What's that's your DeviantArt name?
It's, I'm not saying.
Short
that.
Fury?
Yeah.
Short Fury?
I like that. S-H- I like it when people keep old stuff that they're probably not stoked on their site. Yeah, I have everything, like, all my, like, comics from, like, 2002 on my site, and like, there's a lot of it that I don't like, and I kind of, like, wish maybe people wouldn't look at, but it's like, what do you do?
Dude,
you
know? I got some Cardcaptor Sakura fan art on there, all right? Yeah.
I have no idea what any of that is.
Just leave it alone.
Keep walking.
It's from around 2000.
All right, I think we're nearing the end of our time here. So I want to remind folks, call in 604-822-8648 to donate. I still have a stack of books there.
They'll it rhymes, be... so it must be true.
Eight to donate. UBC unit. Thank you, Marley, James, Brandon, Brian, all for trekking, riding the tauntauns to UBC today.
Oh, on the inside, though.
On the inside. I really wish they'd make that Tauntaun sleeping bag.
I think they are doing that, or they have...
apparently it's just for kids.
Oh.
I would use that as my blankets
at
home.
Get two and zip them together.
Exactly.
Like a real Tauntaun. Like
that is my specialty. It's something neat. The Tauntaun sound effect.
What? Let's hear it.
Rackle, rackle.
Now, Marley, I have one question for you.
Oh, Jesus.
So what's the deal with kitties?
Cats? I don't know.
Kitties.
Kitties. I love them. They make my life full.
They make Alf's stomach full.
Oh! That's why I didn't like
we
Alf.
Asked you to not bring up the A word.
Actually, I was always terrified and disgusted by Alf just because he ate cats.
And he's from the planet called Melmac.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what Melmac is?
Yeah, it's that, like, plastic...
That's where Mandarin got his rings from.
You know, the Elf cartoon, the character designer of that was Phil Barlow, who did that fine Zooniverse comic that I like to hype all the time.
Yeah. Well.
I didn't know your eyes could roll.
And you can find it. Yeah, well, you're hyping the book, and it's impossible to find.
it's actually not that bad to find.
Yeah, you just got to know how to look into quarter bins.
Look, I've got like 3 issues. We've actually scouted this thing down. I went through Graham Cracker Comics quarter bins in Chicago looking for that thing.
Graham Cracker Comics. That is the best or worst name.
I don't know how to insert this pun into the conversation, but I just wanted to say the words Larry Bud Melmac. Never. Okay. All right. Never mind.
All right.
Glad that, the screeching halt.
Have fun in Toronto. We'll see you later.
Yeah. Bye,
nice,
Toronto.
Nice knowing you.
Don't let the door hit you.
We'll get that Maple Leaf jersey for you. Yeah.
All right. Thank you all so much. Remember, folks, call in 604-822-8648. And I'm going to leave us off with a song about another person in Halifax, Dorian Lang.
Oh, yeah.
You all walk into the tavern, grab a bench at a common table. Barmaid brings you a round of ale and meat for the halfling, because
that's what she always drinks. Closed figure in the corner of the room. Feel his gaze with perception checks. Don't expect trouble on account of the royal seal. Emblems you were all given to wear. Introduces himself as Dorian Lang, hands you a rolled up parchment. Says time is short, but you'll know what to do when the time is right. With that, he vanishes into the shadows. Who is Dorian Lang? The wizard can't make heads or tails of the parchment. Who is Dorian Lang? Who is Dorian Lang? On the GD work train tonight, tonight. Drawing all kinds of comics and they're making you feel like you should too. Well, you should. Look out, he's messing stuff up old school. Busting hand letters, making you drool.